AG3 and the Three Wide Podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with AG3.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas for another edition of this NASCAR Podcast. Kenworth Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. The three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Man, it's coming down to the wire in all divisions, folks, here. As we're getting down to who will be in a championship for, and particularly the Cup Series here as I'm recording this on this Sunday. It is race day as I'm recording this episode, folks. I believe this is either 318 or 319. Homestead, baby. Recording this on race day morning, October 23rd, 2022, folks, here on this edition. We are going to get you caught up on all three divisions here. Last week was a short abbreviated version. We'll see how long this goes. It might be up to the top of the hour as well. Let's just get right on into it. We'll save the rest. We'll save the rest of the, as you would call it, bookkeeping items to the rest of this podcast is in the books. But yes, you know, I gotta go back to the truck series real quick. I thought for sure, looking at their schedule, that their last race was, I kind of been promoting it on this podcast about Martinsville and the truck series coming down to it. Well, that was not the case, actually. I don't know why I thought about, maybe I should have went back and checked everything. Oh, now this computer wants to do what it wants to do. There. That's, well, there we go. So, all right, so Truck Series actually ended its round of eight yesterday in Miami. All three divisions actually have been in part of high-stakes action down there in Miami, Florida, Homestead, Miami, where I still think the championship race should be held at. I mean, yes, Phoenix is all right, but I think still in a lot of people's eyes, like, you know, the basketball team here, there's a couple basketball teams here in the state of Kansas, KU, Kansas Jayhawks, K-State Wildcats, and I also cover on the podcasting side as well on my other podcast, K-State Wildcats, is, there we go, you know, Kansas City is home of the Big 12 tournament, and they renamed that arena like 25 different times. The new name, or the name that's on there now, T-Mobile Center, which I don't really like that. It's used to call it Sprint Center, which when I was going to K-State back in the day, which role of that, the fact that, you know, Sprint Center is used to call that, you know, it has a nice ring to it. And for me, I go back to that because, well, because it has a better ring than T-Mobile for whatever reason. And even some of my K-State counterparts as well call it that as well. Well, the same thing with this Homestead Miami versus Phoenix deal. Right. And oh, by the way, this is going to be episode 318 of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. So we're getting out to the business, folks, here on this podcast. But yeah, Homestead Miami. It led up to the drama in the Capable Truck Series race. And how about the 66 truck, Ty Majeski, right? He won yesterday's race. This was a doubleheader yesterday between the trucks and the Xfinity Series. This is how I've been out of sorts I've been. But still, I kept my eyes on it as well as football. So I'm better in tune than I have been. But yes, Ty Majeski won her truck race, the Baptist Health 200 yesterday at Homestead, and he collected his second victory. How about that? You got to get hot at the right time. You know, you see on the Major League Baseball side, and a couple of my Truex fans, Truex friends will be at least happy with this as well. The Philadelphia Phillies catching fire in the postseason? Well, this is what Ty Majeski is doing right now. But he didn't struggle in the regular season. He was just consistent in the regular season. Now he's winning races at the right time. He was already locked in to the championship four, and he pretty much solidified that there yesterday there. But the battle for the last playoff positions was between the 52 and the 99. Stuart Friesen, Ben Rhodes, the defending champion in a truck series there. And Friesen, the difference was Ben Rhodes won stage one of this race, and Stuart Friesen finished third in this race here. I'm going to go back and see what this was there. But Ben Rhodes had it up and down stage two in this race as well. And remember, he kind of, I can't remember where he finished at Talladega here as I now go back to, there we go, on that. Give me the one here. All right, so let's see. Yeah, so the race actually, I don't even see him up here. Yeah, no, never mind. So yeah, Stuart Friesen finished third in this race, and Ben Rhodes finished in the sixth spot there, and Friesen, I believe, is out. We'll have to double check the championship four on that. And then, of course, the Zane Smith won stage two, Rhodes, Chandler Smith, and yeah, there we go. So, yep, there we go. We got the championship four right in front of me now. And Friesen missed the championship four by a point there. Unbelievable. Stuart Friesen did everything he could. Stuart Friesen won, finished stage one third, and stage two fourth, while Ben Rhodes finished one stage one, which was a huge difference there, which you won a stage, that's 10 points, right? And then Ben Rhodes finished, in the fifth position. So, you know, doing what you have to do in stage points, like I've always said on this podcast, whether it's this year or in episodes past, you have to win stages or get decent amount of stage points to get it done. And Stuart Friesen did all what he could there, but couldn't do it right there as well. And now the odd part is now you get 2 weeks off for the championship four. I thought this was for the truck series. I thought for sure I might have been looking at the Xfinity schedule for the last several episodes there. So my apologies on that there. But the regular season, season is pretty much done for the Camaro Truck Series. Now you get ready for the Phoenix Championship 4 race, which is 2 weeks, folks, from today. 2 weeks, folks, we will decide the Truck Series champion, and Ben Rhodes, the defending champion, will be a part of that. So he'll have an opportunity to defend, to try to go back-to-back in the Camaro Truck Series, folks. And he's going to do it against, once again, Zane Smith, for the third year in a row, back in the championship four, Chandler Smith. And remember this, Chandler Smith last year was not a part of this race. Chandler Smith, of course, from Kyle Busch Motorsports. And oh, by the way, they're going to be their truck team. We'll be switching to Chevys after the end of the year. So that's going to be a whole different transition for that team. I believe Chandler Smith is going to Colique Racing. I either said it on last week's episode or the week prior. But Chandler Smith, he's going to be going on to greener pastures after this. So Chandler Smith, he won this race last year, but he was not part of the playoffs. And last but not least, the red hot Ty Majeski will have a chance to win a championship. So Ty Majeski and Ben Rhodes. Not only that, actually, Thor Sport has two trucks in the championship four. This is not the first time they've had multiple trucks in the championship. So once again, Thor Sport will have two chances to win the championship. Zane Smith will have an opportunity to win it for Front Row Motorsports, and Chandler Smith will try to ride the sunset with Kyle Busch Motorsports there as well. What a big time for that kid right there as well. But yep, here we go again. So we have not had a repeat winner in a truck series in quite some time. Yeah, probably had to go back to That is getting, now I'm getting really annoyed at that thing. But anyways, Ben Rhodes will have a chance to repeat as champion here. But Zayn Smith, he has missed opportunity after opportunity. I would not be surprised if it comes down to those guys. But let's not discount the Red Hot Ty Majeski winning two of the last, he's won two races in these playoffs. And, of course, you got to go back. Actually, he won two in this round, actually. Yep, he won. Yes, he won two in this round. Majeski won the first race of the round of eight in the Camry World Truck Series playoffs. And he bookends it by winning Homestead as well. So, Ty Majeski right now has all the momentum right now. But, hey, you got 2 weeks to prepare for the finale of the Camry World Truck Series. The championship four is set. Ty Majeski, he was already locked in this race. Well, he had to add on another rate win there. Ben Rhodes walks in the front door. You'll have an opportunity to go back-to-back in 2 weeks. Chandler Smith, who won this race last year, as a non-playoff or non-championship contender, he'll have an opportunity to do it. And Zayn Smith as well. Zayn Smith, this is Zayn Smith's third straight chance. So, will through the third time be the charm? We'll have to find out about that until in 2 weeks later. Kind of to wrap, put a pin on the discussion here as we wrap around our car to the low side of the fast part of the racetrack here. As I now go back to the other tab that I was in earlier here. Ty Majeski, your winner. He qualified in the 18th spot. And again, Homestead again. It doesn't matter where you start. It seems like you can cut through the field if you got a fast race truck. Zayn Smith, second. Stuart Friesen missed out. Third, Ryan Preece starting the pole. Fourth, Corey Heim. Fifth, Ben Rhodes in by the skin of his teeth. Sixth, Christian Eckes. Seventh, Matt Crafton, who was already eliminated early in the playoffs. Eighth, Parker Kligerman finishing a nice spot there. And Chandler Smith there backs into the top 10, folks, there as well.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Burn it down, Noah Gregson. Burn it down, Noah Gregson. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And then on the other side of that doubleheader, yesterday, Noah Gregson captured the demons of, no, seriously, literally, captured the demons of Homestead, Miami last night. And for the record, this guy has been super fast at that racetrack for however long has been, but has not gotten a win on this particular racetrack. And finally, Noah Gregson got it done as well. Look, going back to the last three races at Homestead, Miami, Noah Gregson has been by far the most dominating race car. Three races, folks. Probably the most laps. Of course, if you think back to last year, where he was on his way to win and ran into David Starr, which a slow-ass lap car, which couldn't get out of the way there for him. And then, I know, I can't remember where the previous times, but I know for a fact that he should have more wins than not at this racetrack. But Noah Gregson, by far, he's had a stellar 2022 season for him. Obviously, four in a row, tying Sam Ard. And now, you check another box here, you win the race, and you're locked in to the championship four. And I believe this has the race of Martinsville as well as now. I mentioned briefly about Josh Berry in last week's podcast. He won at Texas to solidify his spot. Junior Motorsports now has at least, just like Thor Sport, half of the championship four bracket in 2022. Noah Gregson, race high, 112 laps there, en route to an easy victory. Number 8. Woo! Give me that 8-pack, baby. 8 wins in 2022. For Gregson, and of course, he's going to be on his way out officially in the Xfinity Series. Next year, he's going to be with Petty GMS full-time, replacing Ty Dillon in that 42. More on Ty Dillon on the back end of this podcast there as well. But Gregson, he's been on fire this year as well. Can't say enough about him, man. it's going to be trying to decide after the events that I saw last week. Trying to decide, you know, who I'm going to replace as the number one favorite driver for Martin Truex Jr. once he hangs it up with us next year or a year before that. But, yeah, Noah Gregson, obviously, Bass Pro, the other Bass Pro Shops guy, besides Truex and, of course, Austin Dillon on the NASCAR Cup Series side there as well. So, big in Junior Motorsports, we talked about this all year long. They've had a stranglehold on this Xfinity Series season this year as well. Let's just take a look at the top 10 down here. We're going right down the line here as we'll actually go to stage 1 and stage 2. Actually, Noah Gregson swept the stages 1 and 2, and then, of course, took home the checkered flag as well. Ty Gibbs out of JGR finishing in second spot. He qualified in the third. Yes, in the third position there. A.J. Allmendinger, solid run for him after starting just outside the top 10. He finished third. Daniel Hemric, it's probably his best race of the 2022 season. Definitely, in my words here, very disappointing in Daniel Hemric there. But Daniel Hemric will not be, obviously, contending for having an opportunity to compete for his back-to-back because he got eliminated earlier in the playoffs there. He finished fourth. Sam Mayer, fifth. Great run for him. Trevor Bayne in the 18 this week. Came home sixth last night. Chandler Smith getting some double duty last night. He came home in the seventh spot for him in that 26 Sam Hunt Racing Toyota. So Sam Hunt Racing getting a shout out here on a 3-wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Riley Herbst, eighth. Austin Hill from RCR, ninth. And Justin Allgaier, the four pack of Dream More Sports cars, round out top 10 there. Actually, that's three cars in top 10, my bad. And Josh Berry, just outside of that, he finishes 11th in this race right there as well. A couple of shout-outs here. I know outside the playoff picture here, Brendan Poole made an appearance last night. He came home in the top 15, 14th there. Parker Reslov, the short track ringer who we saw in spurts, in particularly Richmond, earlier this year, he finished in a 16th spot. And I want to give a call out here to EG3 alum Nick Sanchez. He was in the top 10 late. Solid run. Solid all day. Had an issue. He finished in the 25th spot there as well. We have had Nick Sanchez on his podcast multiple times on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 again. I have not had a guest on the show for quite a stretch now. You have already told me you're new to the podcast. Of course, welcome aboard to the show. Hope you like what you're hearing. And make sure you subscribe to 3-1 NASCAR Podcast wherever you get your podcast. There you go. Yeah, Nick Sanchez, we had him earlier this year. Make sure you check that out. And we've had him in the past episodes as well. And oh, by the way, belated congratulations to him. Excuse me. To him on winning the ARCA Series Championship. That is huge, man. That kid has grown up very fast. So Nick Sanchez gave that 48 ride, which has been shared by numerous drivers, including Tyler Reddick. He has grown up in multiple facets this year, and maybe I'll try to get him back on at some point again. With everything going on these days, it's hard to kind of try to book a guest, but I know I've been saying that for quite a while, and just haven't pulled through on my end. But hopefully, I'm working on one guest for the end of the year podcast there. As far as that goes, I know one's in the books. I just haven't correlated that interview yet. But it might be a preview. I might have that guest come on to preview the Championship 4 races there as I'm thinking about it right now as I'm recording this on the Sunday morning, race day, October 23rd, which is today, 2022. Yeah, so Nick Sanchez, I wanted to highlight that so because we've had him on this podcast multiple times there as well. So congratulations to Nick Sanchez on winning that a couple of weeks ago, a champion in this sport. That's big right there at that. So now, let's flip the script, folks, to the standings now. We are heading, this series is headed to Martinsville, not the Camaro Truck Series. As I get it back, reeling it back in here, folks. So, and we have a tight race, folks, for the last spot for the championship four. Ty Gibbs, clearly, if anything happens catastrophically, he would be out. But he's 30 to good right now. The focus is on the bubble spot. AJ Allmendinger, you're on the hot seat heading into next week's elimination race, the last elimination race for Phoenix. AJ Allmendinger, he's only looking at this five up from Justin Allgaier. He's going to have the task of trying to hold off. He and Austin Hill will have an opportunity to hold off Justin Allgaier out the championship four, because right now you have two Drew Moore sports cars in right now. They're in right now. Barry won last week, and then Gregson won last night. So you have that, and Allgaier is the first, first car out. Five out from Allmendinger, and then you got two more back to Austin Hill. So this is really tight hitting in there, and Sam Mayer and Brennan Jones, well, they're going to have to win to upset Allmendinger, knock out Allmendinger for that last spot there. And Brandon Jones, remember that name, because he won earlier this year at Martinsville. So they're going to be right up there. Sam Mayer was up there as well. Ty Gibbs, he was in the mix as well. So definitely Justin Allgaier, got to go back to see what he did at the first Martinsville race of the year. But yeah, Brandon Jones was very strong all weekend, if I remember correctly there. And then he was in the right spot, right time. A couple of late cautions. He closed the deal, I believe, on, I think, Noah Gregson, I think. I have to go back and rewatch that race there. But for sure, Brandon Jones, he got his first win at the paperclip there. So he's going to be confident going here. So, yeah, you got to win, you're in. That's the same deal as the Cup Series. You win, you're in. It's, in this case, for Mayer and Jones, you got to win. And you're locked in. You're not. You're going to be watching from the sidelines the Championship 4 in 2 weeks for the Xfinity Series there. So it's really tight in there as well. And Allmendinger, he's going to be looking to get back to Championship 4 after being a part of it the year prior to that as well here. Race standings here. Actually, race results. Top 10. I already mentioned Gregson already with his 8th win of the year. Incredible. Ty Gibbs, second. Allmendinger, third. I already did that, didn't I? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So, I retract that statement. So, next up, Martinsville and the Cup Series will race next week to have their other spots of the Championship 4 decided, as well as next Saturday afternoon will be the Martinsville race. The dead-on twos, 2:50. 2 Central Time, if you're living in the states of Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and that's 3 Eastern Time out there in North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, parts of Alabama anyways, because I know on the other half is Central Time as well, so, yeah, I know it's weird, but yeah, definitely make sure you checked it out, must see action there. I know for the Xfinity Series, well, for sure. I don't know about the Cup Series just yet, especially the activity that I saw, as most of you guys saw, not the lack of passing with that new car early this year. We'll have to see how that's going to fly as well. Early here, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Cup Series before we take our intermission break here. Obviously, they have not raced on Homestead yet. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer here with you guys. Episode 318 of this podcast. But not surprised, last week, the man that, you could probably say, he owns this racetrack, Joey Logano, took home the checkered flag over Ross Chastain. Logano in, going right back to Championship 4 again. Yes, 22 car, Pennzoil Ford. He was outstanding all, and yes, I heard say it as a fan, but as a podcaster and a fan of the sport in general, Joey Logano back in the championship four yet again at this racetrack. And he was obviously pumped up after the fact there. Ross Chastain, you thought for a minute Ross Chastain was going to get it done. Well, he'll have a great opportunity today to solidify his spot in the championship four. We'll see how that all unfolds later on this afternoon there as well. But yeah, this race was wacky from after stage one, really. Again, I'm going to touch on, obviously, everyone wants to know what my thoughts on Bubba Wallace. That's coming up. as well as Ty Dillon news as well. But yet, Joey Logano winning this race. Yeah, the Fords were fast all weekend long last weekend over there as well. So, yeah, Joey Logano was motivated, scoring stage points, finishing second in both of those, and then really tiling up a big marker there as well. And I thought that this was interesting. I heard this from another podcast that Joey Logano now has made every year when it's an even year, it seems like Joey Logano makes his way to the championship four races, and he's at it again, yet again, for 2022, in this case anyways. He's back in it and looking to win another championship. He's already got one in the books there for him, so he's right back to where it all started. Back to the championship four there as well. Ross Chastain scores stage points in stage number two there, and Trackhouse Racing again was strong. Not only him, but Dan Suarez at some point was also a factor in this race as well. Ross Chastain, again, today, he'll look to punch his ticket to Phoenix here later on this afternoon as well. He's got a good chance of doing that. Looking at the speed charts here, strong possibility doing that. So we'll see what happens there. And, of course, Ross Chastain from that area, from South Florida, he's going to have a lot of fans and friends at that racetrack. So we'll see what happens there. And here's the surprise. I called this guy out. I called this dude out last week on the abbreviated show of this podcast. And that's Chase Briscoe. This guy was nowhere to be found. Struggling out of right field. Nothing. He did nothing all race long. And all of a sudden, bam, he's right there. And quirky, he's been quirky in his part of the... He has no business being in this spot. I'm talking about Chase Briscoe, this guy. Nowhere to be found, but I got to give him props. Here, today he comes to a track where he knows he has an opportunity to win a race. He runs really well here, or not here in Kansas, but down there at Homestead, Miami. Chase Briscoe finished fourth. Yeah, he finished fourth last week after spinning multiple laps. He was a lap down for sure. In the 20s, 25th, 26th, especially early, he was riding 27th, 28th, somewhere in there. I'm like, this guy has no chance. But this team has been scrappy, scrappy. All pole possible. This is why he's still here, because he's getting the finishes that he needs to, and everybody else is screwing up. All the rest of the playoff drivers are messing up. So Chase Briscoe, for a fact, kudos to him on that as well. Briscoe finished in the fourth spot, and we're going to go to break on this. Denny Hamlin, they're finishing in the fifth spot right there last weekend there. Denny Hamlin qualified bad. Awful qualifying spot, and Toyota's raced well, actually, and they look good on a stat sheet again for this race as well. Denny Hamlin, fifth in that spot. I believe Hamlin, we'll go back through the current playoff standings right now. But Denny Hamlin, huge there. And did he pick up some points there? I don't think he did. Nope, he finished fifth in stage number two right there as well. So that's huge. So we're gonna step aside for a little bit. We'll be back on the other side of the small intermission here on the 3-1. That's our podcast. We'll check in on the rest of the current semifinal drivers here. Yeah, we'll get into Bubba as well. And, yeah, we will go from there. Eddie Greer, the third. You have been listening. You are listening to the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. We'll be back after this. Stay tuned. The Dixie Baca 400 later on this afternoon. We listen to this, folks. We'll be about an hour-ish away, or maybe less than that, 30 minutes away from the green flag. Eddie Greer III, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 continues, episode 318 of this NASCAR podcast, folks. Recapping Las Vegas, folks. And kind of finish that thought here, folks. If you're listening, going to watch the race Central Time now, I lost it. Ooh, this could come early. Ooh, interesting. Nope. Still early, actually. So, 1:30-ish Central Time, 2:30 Eastern Time. And if you're listening to this Pacific, you can figure it out yourself. That's probably a 12:30 start there as well. But, yep, Dixie Baca 400. The second race of the round of eight for the NASCAR Cup Series, folks, here in 2022. We're winding down. After today, we're going to have two races left in the year of 2022 for the year for NASCAR. So it's getting down to it, obviously. So be sure, check it out. I know I will be for sure when I get back from Chili Feed after church, for sure. So looking forward to it, actually. So definitely. We'll see what happens from there. We'll get an upset, or we're going to get a playoff driver to lock themselves in, the next playoff driver to lock themselves in the championship four in 2 weeks. Going down the line, continuing that, William Byron, who is sitting on the pole for this race, finished outside the top 10. I don't understand this team. This 2014, man. Of course, last year, William Byron won at Miami last year. So there's that for that 2014, and they're strong as well. So William Byron, 13th. Yeah, I don't understand this team whatsoever. 2 weeks, they'll go hot, and in the next couple weeks, they'll go cold for whatever reason. It's just from my point of view, where I'm at with this team. I can't figure out this team. And, you know, we have all this championship talent. We believe in him. He's a championship caliber driver and whatnot. Well, you know, we'll find out today. I capitalized on a pole racing car there for William Byron there as well. He is still in contention for opportunity to get himself into Phoenix there. And this is another head scratcher. Chase Elliott, 21st. My goodness. Never in the game, as you all say. Out of the ballpark, out of left field. Nothing for this Napa car, or at this point, Hooters Chevy for Chase Elliott. Very uncharacteristic at this point. This is your regular season champion, and yeah, he was just not a factor. Not a factor in this race last weekend. Today, he's up there in the speed charts, so we'll see what happens here with this 9 today as well. He's going to have to be better, because all that point cushion that he had is pretty much wiped off, because last time I checked, he's not out from the cutoff spot, and I think he was the last guy in, if I'm not mistaken there as well. We'll check that here as we move along toward the end of this podcast. We're going high on a racetrack here on this Road NASCAR Pilot EG3, getting out of that middle and now moving to high side, high to wide handsome for the rest of this podcast there. Chase Elliott, 21st. Blaney. This is the other guy. Ryan Blaney. No luck when it comes to being deep in the playoffs here. Blaney had it figured out. Blaney was rolling, smoling, bowling, all that stuff. And Ryan Blaney, next thing I know, I have two screens, right? So I have NASCAR one in, obviously. I'm paying attention to football. And I think I turned on to the Chiefs. Yeah, turn on the Chiefs. I was focusing on them, obviously, and I've said here lately that I've half two now on this NASCAR season for multiple reasons, and another one's coming up here in a minute. But yeah, Ryan Blaney, yeah, I still, and fact of the matter is, we got three races left. You still have no wins, and clearly had a winning race car here, had an issue. I can't figure it out there, and then yeah, costly issue at that. He didn't. Yes, he did. He won stage two, and finished fifth in stage one. Blaney did, got a lot of points, and not a lot to show for it there. Blaney's in a little bit of a hole himself, but I kind of find it interesting when looking at the current playoff picture. I'll get to that in a second here. And last but not least, well, actually two cars. I don't know why Jayski has Larson as a playoff driver. He got eliminated. So that's a mistake on Jayce's part there. I called y'all out. Jayski, what up? Jayce, why you guys have Kyle Larson there in the playoffs, still in the playoffs? He's out. But again, we'll touch on Larson and Wallace in a moment. I know you guys want my thoughts on that. Christopher Bell, this is the last guy who's actually still in, and is still in, still has a chance, and he's showing some speed again this weekend in Miami. Very unfortunate. And actually, you know what? This is going to carry on into it, because this ties in together. 34, 35th, and 36th, right? Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, blah, blah, blah. So Bell, innocent bystander here, gets collected, no doubt. In one of my fantasy leagues, I had him. He definitely could have finished in the top five. Maybe had a chance to be a factor in winning this race there. didn't have a chance because he got caught up in the episode, the latest bubble episode, which he did wreck Kyle Larson there on the front stretch there. And this is going to also lead to multiple avenues because Bubba Wallace, I'm a fan as well, as a lot of you guys all know, if you listen to this podcast by now, he's one of my favorite drivers and still is, but damn, you just cannot do that whatsoever. And the fact of the matter is, obviously what the rap is on him is his temper. And so, but hey, if he pushes me like that, like Kyle Larson had no, did not want any part. He wanted to run away from all that. Listen, where I'm from, you do that, we're scrapping, baby. I know I'm quiet and all that, nice, quiet and all that, but hey, we're gonna do that. We scrapping, baby. We throwing down. We throwing haymakers at you one by one right there as well. Visibly, I get it right there, but yeah. Seeing all these injuries and seeing Kurt Busch, of course, if you have not been paying attention by now, which is another big news. I mentioned this on last week's show, and I mentioned it here, that Kurt Busch will be stepping down officially from full-time racing. So pretty much he's, what we call it on this podcast, semi-retired now. But to unfortunate reasons, we've seen that. Denny Hamlin getting hurt. Alex Bowman, in my opinion, should hang it up for the rest of the year. I know Phoenix is your home track, but you gotta get your health right. And I don't like you leaving out Phoenix a chance there. So go ahead, sit it out for Alex Bowman there. But yeah, you just cannot have it. As sitting here thinking about it, and like I tweeted this out beforehand there. You might as well have took a swing at him. For swing at Kyle Larson, wide open chance, ignoring all the safety protocols, wide open opportunity to take a swing, didn't do it. Instead, you give him a hard shove and you show him some more. But like I said, you show me like that the first time, it's on. It's on for sure. We scrapping. I'm throwing haymakers at you. I'm putting you on the ground. That's what it is, right there. Yeah, Bubba Wallace, you had the opportunity there to win this race, and you take yourself out in the process of that. Yeah, I'm calling it what it is. Brutal as it is there. You had an opportunity to win the race, and now you have to watch, sit at home in your comforts of your own home and watch John Henry Matrick riding that race car. And that 45 is fast again. just based on looking at the practice sheets and what I've been reading on Twitter as well. It's just disappointing. And you disappointed the African-American community. Yeah, I'm going there. Yes, I'm going there. I don't like it. I don't like it, but I got called what it is there. Very disappointed in Bubba for that, and for he's very low. Very, and I've read multiple opinions. Oh yeah, and I've heard listened to a lot of opinions, including the one from Kyle Petty, which. A guest on a multi-time guest on this podcast, not talking about Kyle Petty, definitely did not like. And you want my opinion? I'm gonna hush on that. But yeah, and he's very fortunate that, well, I guess I'll bring it up. I guess now Kyle Petty said he should be done for the rest of the year. He's fortunate it's not that. Let's just say that. Let's say that because yeah, Matt Kenseth, he had to miss what multiple races for. Taking out Logano. Yeah, he's very lucky there that he did not get the spoon. He didn't hit the door on the way out thing there as well. So, yeah, you know what, NASCAR? You drew the line. You drew the line on it. Now, I want to see consistency, even though I have bashed him, and I still stand on what I said. I mean, NASCAR's too inconsistent when it comes to these things, and with the Bubba suspension, they lay the law down. Now, anybody else does that, I want to see a race suspension. That's the way it is. I mean, you just can't call. I mean, yes, but it was national news because I had a few of my friends who don't even follow NASCAR. Like, what happened to Bubba Wallace? Why is he suspended? I had an answer to all that stuff. You know, he wrecked a guy, including The wife asked me, what happened to Bo Wallace? You know, he got suspended for what? He did what? It's like, yeah, I had to explain to that as well. You know, he's obviously a public icon for what happened a couple years ago. And I'm not going to go down that avenue today. I'm not going to do it. That's for another podcast. So that's for another special guest in that for tease right there. But anyways, but yeah, I just, from an African American's perspective, which I am, as I said, on multiple points on the show, that you gotta represent. That's like Tiger Woods saying, oh, you know, Phil Mickelson, you know, messing around with my golf clubs and messing around with my golf ball. So yeah, you know what? I'm gonna shove him. I'm gonna keep pushing him. I'm gonna shove him into the sand traps or push him into the water, make him swim a little bit and all this other stuff. But yeah, it just can't happen. Can't happen whatsoever there. And very fortunate as well from the aspects of Kyle Larson's standpoint there, that was not worse. That was a hit right there to the side, driver's side. Fortunately, that wasn't head on, because that could have been much worse than that. We, you know, the safety, you know, everyone, you know, I've been preaching about the safety of these race cars. You know, these race cars ain't right now. So, in my opinion. But yeah, I can't do it. Bubba Wallace, I'm putting you 3 wide this week. Sorry. Call what it is. Put you 3 wide. You just can't do that. You got winning race cars right now. And, well, you do have winning race cars because you're on the 45. And the 23 still fast well. And with Ty Gibbs in it. But for right now, they're putting all the emphasis on that 45. And now you have a lineup of 23-11 racing today, which consists of Ty Gibbs in the 23 for the rest of the year, obviously, and John Hunter Nemechek in that 45, which is showing speed, especially in the longer run as well. So it's going to be funny. Well, not funny for Bubba Wallace fans, including myself, yours truly included in that. But it's not going to be funny on the Bubba side, where you watch John Hunter Nemechek take that car to victory lane. Am I saying that? Nope. He's going to win this race? I don't know. But the speed chart's telling me that car is fast. So, not only that, it's just multiple two layers to the, you know, Bubba Wallace, you could have backed off a little bit on that, or just said, screw it, and get after Kyle Larson on the lap there. So, you not only ruined Kyle Larson, who was already eliminated from the playoffs the week before, suffers a big hit, but you take yourself out. And Bubba Wallace won stage one of this race. So I see I get the super frustration there. He had a bad pit stop or whatever. You were going backwards the wrong way, and the frustration just took over right there as well. So you basically not only did that, you take yourself out of this race, but you take yourself out of probably more likely being a contender from last week's race as well. So there's a multitude of layers there. And in fact, you disappointed the African American community by doing that. So yeah, just befuddled. So I know, my guy is disappointed. It's hot. It's still hot to today. Anyways, about, you know, Bubba being suspended and whatnot, and he's not going to watch the race. He told me he wasn't going to watch the race. Several people have told me they're not going to watch it. I'm going to still watch it anyway. The fact that Mark Trish Jr. Has a slim chance. this is the last shot to win this year. Otherwise, that streak of winning race for like several years is going to be out the window at that there as well. So yeah, this is my spiel on that, and I have to call it what it is. Like any other driver, got to call it like I see it. And for Bubba Wallace now, just out, suspended for Miami Homestead.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Winding down the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, episode 318, Eddie Greer, here in Manhattan, Kansas, for this podcast. Real quick here, we're winding it down here to the end of this podcast here. Real quick, the playoff picture now, back to the playoffs. Here, actually, Denny Hamlin has the last spot for the championship four. Denny Hamlin trying to get right back, Shota Chimichu 4 again. But he's going to have stiff competition now for this last playoff spot here. Logano's already in. Chastain, 18 up. Heading into the day, 18 up. Chase Elliott, 17. I'm surprised Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott caught a break right last week there, but he still has a cushion. Not big. That's as big a cushion as it was before. That's been, that 17 was cut. That's, that, what, 30-ish points or whatever, it's been cut in half. Denny Hamlin, only up 6 to William Byron. First one out. The B-Boys, as the Teardown Podcast, Jeff Gluck was talking about. The B-Boys, Byron, Briscoe, Blaney, Bell, all out. Woo! I can't make a song out of that. Yeah, William Byron, 6 out. First B.I. out of the picture, and he is sitting on the pole here to lead us to the green flag here later on this afternoon. So we'll see how that's all going to shake out. Chase Briscoe, second guy out. And really, this is really tight from 4th to 7th. Real tight. And maybe Christian Bell can get him get himself a lot of stage points and maybe catch some of these cats off guard. Chastain, Elliott, they're not really safe either. That 18 points can be out in a quick of a dime. So, Bell, still not out of it, but got a work to do. 23 out, but he's been in here before. Remember, he had to win the Roval to get in the semifinals of this playoffs. So, he's right there. And then Blaney, 11th, the third B-boy in this thing here. What a missed opportunity that was last week for him. So, Blaney still winless in 2022. For him, so Byron, Briscoe, Blaney, Bell, all right there. But it's really tight from 4th to 7th on back. But Christian Bell can make things really interesting because he gets around Homestead pretty well as well. He's won there before. I want to say he's not won there. He ain't won there before. He's been decent. In Xfinity series, been decent, but not like race winning speed decent. So correct myself. on that as well. So there you go on that. So we'll see if William Byron can take advantage and win today's race, which I am going to go to the starting grid right now for this race. Before I actually do that, I'm gonna go down through the top 10 of the South Point 400 from last week here real quick before I see where the playoff drivers are at for this race coming up, the Dixie Vodka 400. Eddie Greer, 3-Rod NASCAR Packers EG3. I already talked about the first two throughout this podcast. Logano and Chastain. Kyle Busch, third. This was a guy also that kind of came up through the field. Toyota's qualified crappy, but they race really well, as you probably can tell from the top 10 here. Kyle Busch, best finish in quite a while for him. Chase Briscoe, already mentioned him. Didn't even mention him. Tyler Reddick, 6. Tyler Reddick's going to be a factor in this race. All said and done, he sat on the pole last week. Martin Truex Jr., it was nice to see him from a, obviously, MTJ fan perspective here. Quickly, it was nice to see him. Again, he still had the same stupid issues on pit road all year long. That's hammering him. But Truex, fast race car, he qualified deep in the field. But he raced up in the top 10. And at one point, he was like third at some point there, but he settled in the 7th there, so great run for him, and you'll have an opportunity to be right in the mix again later on today. Eric Jones, 8th. AJ Allmendinger, 9th. Austin Dillon rounds out the top 10 from the South Point 400. Now, switching the page over to our race today, NBC will take it the rest of the way, obviously, and MRN will have coverage the rest of the way out here in 2022. For the race right there. Let's see, here we go. So, Byron on the pole. And speed of Bell. Bell, 2nd. Let me see there real quick. Let me see, that's right. Yeah, there we go. There we go. That's what I want. Bell, 2nd, right? He'll have a chance to do what he did 2 weeks ago. Christopher Bell. And this is last chance, really. Because I shouldn't say it this early, but you know, Martinsville, you don't know what the hell is going to happen down there, especially the crappy racing that we saw under the lights the first time with this car. So, Bell, he'll have an opportunity. He's sitting right there. That's too bad that I used him last week in one of my fantasy leagues last week there, which I'm in the mix for the fantasy title so, there as well. So that's pretty unfortunate there. Chase Elliott will start third in this race. Then the next playoff driver, you got to go all the way down to Ryan Blaney, who will start 13th today. Denny Hamlin will start 14th beside him. Joey Logano starts 17th. He's already a lock in to the championship. For Chase Briscoe, this is somebody now that I'm going to keep my eyes on all day. It's this 14. Chase Briscoe will start 19th. He's going to make some more hay. Now it's time to do it for him, because I don't think, for same thing for him, I don't think he'll be much of a factor at all. I think that covers the playoff drivers right there, actually. Nope, Ross Chastain. Ross Chastain will be right next to him. Chastain will have a little work to do to get himself to the front. But again, this track right here, you can go multiple lanes and get to the front if you have a fast race car in a decent amount of time there as well. So Chastain, the last of the playoff drivers, he will have to start deep in the field, in the middle of the field, actually, in the 20th position right there. Overall, I'm looking forward to this race here. We could definitely see... Get down here for a minute. That's not what I want. Yeah, we could definitely see a mixture of things here in this race, obviously, with one spot open. No, not one spot closed in the championship four. Three spots still open. You know you're getting that guaranteed spot on points, but this race right here will dictate it all right here. A lot of fast race cars. John Henry Mischek fast. The Toyotas could be fast again on long runs, so definitely watch out for that. They could definitely play spoiler to a Chase Elliott, to a William Byron, to get themselves in the championship four, so we'll see what happens there. But and last but not least, I mentioned Ty Dillon, so I better say it now. So Ty Dillon, for those of you wondering, will be the second car for Spryer Motorsports in 2023. So Corey LaJoy will be back in that seven. Now he has a teammate in Ty Dillon, who will be running in the 77 for Spryer Motorsports next season as well. So that's kind of a put a bow on this episode right there. So the last race of the weekend, the Cup Series, obviously going down in a little while, in a few hours, as I begin to wrap up this podcast here, which has been a good one here on the podcast yet again. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Again, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Odyssey. We should be on Odyssey. Audio Boom, and a few more other podcasting platforms as well. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're getting right down to business, coming down to the back end of October. We'll see who will take the checkered flag later on this afternoon, who will punch their ticket to Championship 4, or we see a non-playoff driver win it in Miami Homestead. Folks, that's going to do it on this edition, 318 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Appreciate you, A.D. Greer. Thank you for tuning in once again down on this podcast. Stay tuned. Well, actually, when y'all finish this up, it should be getting ready for pre-race festivities and all that jazz and everything else. But if you've missed out on the last couple episodes, make sure you go back, check it out. And I know it's been a long time, but definitely make sure you check out some of the special guest episodes there as well. So I am definitely going to be making sure I definitely get, maybe possibly, I know got one for sure for down the stretch, and maybe another one here to end the podcasting year for this podcast. But yes, we still got unfinished business here. Three races left till we crown a champion. Congratulations to Joey Logano punching his ticket to the championship four. Who's next from Miami Homestead?
Thank you for listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 Wide.